As most of you know, Pat and I lived in Las Cruces, New Mexico for the last 11 years. Las Cruces had a very sizable Protestant evangelical community that had a fair amount of religious conversation with the majority Catholic Hispanic community. One of the reasons for this is that they were trying to convert them. One of the players in this conversation was a Catholic lay evangelist named Dan Schneider, who expressed the opinion that Protestant churches produced a lot of really good people, and the Catholic Church produced a lot of mediocre people, but an embarrassing number of saints. I don't think Dan had any statistics to support his opinion, just an impression he developed in his studies and experiences as a lay evangelist. If Dan is right about the Protestant churches, I think the reason lies in their emphasis on Scripture and developing a personal relationship with Jesus. If Dan is right about the Catholic churches and the embarrassing number of saints, I think part of the reason lies in the mystery of the Transfiguration. The other part lies in the mystery of the Eucharist. The Catholic Church teaches that contemplation of the mystery of the Transfiguration leads to a desire for holiness, the desire to become a saint. Holiness is more than being good or a nice person. It means becoming like God. The Transfiguration is a sign of what we are meant to become. These days, when I contemplate the Transfiguration, I identify with Peter. Peter is so excited by the Transfiguration of Jesus and the appearance of Moses and Elijah that he begins talking about plans that have no purpose. A transfigured Jesus, Moses, and Elijah have no need of real estate. Peter is talking when he needs to be listened. Scripture makes a point of saying that while Peter was still speaking, God the Father interrupts with the words, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Can you imagine what it is like to be interrupted by God himself? Probably a little more devastating for Peter than the rebuke, "Get behind me, Satan," delivered by Jesus shortly before the Transfiguration, but not by much. I identify with Peter because, like Peter, I spend a lot of time talking and thinking about things that completely miss the point. This is especially true when it comes to holiness. Few of us ever become holy this side of heaven. Most of us become holy sometime in purgatory. One way or another, we will become holy before we are brought into heaven. Whether here or in purgatory, holiness is a gift Jesus desperately wants to give us. Like Peter, I am so deeply immersed in the values of the world that I don't have a clear picture of what holiness is. So Jesus has a hard time giving it to me, and I have a hard time sincerely wanting it. Just like Peter, I would rather talk about real estate while Jesus is trying to get me to understand the role of suffering on the way to holiness. My other favorite lay evangelist, Matthew Kelly, describes holiness as becoming the best person you can be, the person God made you to be. I think that is a good place to start. Being the best person I can be sounds like something I would want or should want. It even sounds like a goal I could work at. Thinking about being the best person I could be led me to thinking about humility. Humility is something I am not very good at. Trying to understand humility has always been difficult because it does not mean pretending you don't have gifts or abilities. After all, God does not make junk. Reading the story of a soul, the autobiography Saint Therese, The Little Flower, helped. It gave me an understanding that humility has to do with coming to grips with my total dependence on Jesus. For me, coming to grips with dependence, it is a little like feeling seasick. There is nothing to hold on to. It feels like being in a rowboat in Lake Erie without any oars and a wind coming up. It is a feeling I have experienced on and off since I was ordained 8 years ago and keeps coming back with more frequency each month. But 2 weeks ago, Jesus sent me a pair of oars. The oars were in the form of Litany of Humility, written by Raphael Cardinal Mary de Val, who was an English-born Spanish cardinal and a close advisor to Pope Pius X. To me, these oars feel like unfinished sanded oak, and they give me splinters every time I pray the litany. The first time I tried to pray the litany, I couldn't even finish it. I kept going back to it because I am really tired of feeling seasick, and I really would like to make some headway on humility. Here it is. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being hurt by untrue accusations, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wrong, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire. Even though praying this litany gives me splinters, especially asking for the deliverance from the desire of being loved, I come back to it. It does make me feel a little calmer about being labeled mediocre. It makes me a little less seasick. It makes me think I might be making headway. How about you?